at a letterbox by Kara Weave. The letterbox is a plastic container that holds a small notebook, pen, rubber stamp, and ink pad. It is hidden somewhere, and clues to location are on the web at www.letterboxing.org. To letterbox, you also need a personal stamp and notebook. When you find a letterbox, you stamp the letterbox's notebook with your personal stamp, and your personal notebook with the letterbox's stamp. I have found 5 different letterboxes. This is fun because every time you go, you find a different letterbox and see where people are from that have visited the letterbox, and my personal notebook reminds me of trips I have taken with my parents. I am hiding 2 letterboxes somewhere around the museum and the fossils. Because there are none in our area, I hope that people who like to letterbox will want to come to Gilboa to find my letterboxes. Got a clue? I do. Would you like to try and find my letterbox? Ask me and I can give you a clue, or you can get clues on the web at www.letterboxing.org. A follow-up article said, Letterbox Update by Kara Weaver. So, did you find the letterboxes we hid this spring? Apparently some people did, as there were 11 visitors between June and September at both the fossils display and at the museum. People were from Danbury, Connecticut, and Arkville, Kingsbury, and Highland and New York. There were local visitors too, including from Middleburg and Gilboa. These same people also visited the museum letterbox. Would you like to find out more about letterboxing? On the internet, go to www.letterboxing.org where you will find the history of letterboxing, clues, and more information about letterboxing. To find the clues for the local boxes, look for the Hudson Valley area in New York State and then look under Schoharie County. We understand from one of the guides that the letterboxes actually drew people into the museum. Keep looking for more updates. Who knows, maybe next issue I'll have added another box. Stay tuned. The author of these 2 articles, Kara Weaver, is 8 years old and goes to Gilboa Conesville School and is in Mrs. Shaw's 3rd grade.